Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
All right.
Welcome back.
After being gone for a week, in case you missed us.
We took a hiatus and didn't warn our followers.
But Jen was going through a bubonic plague and all.
Yeah, I was hit with the bubonic plague. I was also, we did record last week, but we didn't want to put you guys through the most boring episode ever listened to.
It was like an hour of content that was then cut down to like 15 minutes. So
it was painful. So we thought we would spare you and your ears of that. But after recording last week, I was already battling the bubonic plague. I was battling a basement leak and then parking enforcement. They hit me with an infraction. Father God, is there anything else you can hit me with? That he did.
Period.
Okay, so speaking of period.
But she's back and she's better.
Exactly. So I'm happy to be back in the studio. I'm happy to be back with our friends. It's been quite a week. Speaking of, started my new week. Is Sunday the start of a new week?
Yeah.
That's what it is on a calendar, right? Yeah. Okay, so I started my week off so strong. Mm-hmm. I drove over here, started with worship music because it's the
Lord's
Day.
You still listen to that?
Yeah, that's good stuff. Started with that.
She left her Christian church, but she's still on the gospel music on a Sunday.
I love a good worship song. Started with worship music, mm-hmm. Then went to Brat, mm-hmm. Then went to the Chicks.
Okay, she does it
all. I was stronger than any caffeine that's ever hit my blood. Okay. I will let you know, if that is not a depiction of the crisis that I'm in, was my playlist on my way over here this morning, on my way to the studio. But it was like, it really was a shot to the arm. So it got me excited to chat with our listeners today.
Okay. And based off that alone, do you have anything to share with us?
Oh, my apology. Guys, I didn't think I'd have to be expressing an apology this early on. I don't think an apology is deserved. If anything, I think I'm deserved an apology.
But that's the mindset of every liberal.
That's true.
That's what the conservatives would say.
That's true. That's what they would say to me right now. You're right. Guys, it's an addiction at this point. I'm actually obsessed with fighting with these people online. So I think now until the election date, I have it circled on the calendar, April 28th. I'm so looking forward to it. I will post as many TikToks to rile them people up.
This is your time. It's
quite fun.
Ride the wave, because who knows what's gonna happen.
Exactly. No, what happens if Pierre does win? Then I'm cooked. A lot of the comments are saying, I'm gonna revisit this on April 29th and it's gonna be sour. I'm like, come find me. On that note, you know how they say if your boyfriend likes your outfit, you know it's a good fit?
Yeah.
I thought since posting this,
is Jake not complimenting your outfits recently?
No, it's if the conservatives like your outfit. Oh. It's not conservative, sorry. That's a poor use of the word, because I don't think this is traditional conservatives.
I think if conservatives don't like your outfit, then it's a good fit.
Exactly what I'm saying. People were eating me up, and not in a good way. They were eating me alive. And I was like, and if you're complimenting me, then I'm scared.
Then you're doing something wrong.
That means I'm doing something wrong. So that's all I'll say on that. That's a good rule to live by. I think we have to rely on controversial, but political posts
for this podcast. I'm telling you, I'm doing this for us. Yeah. It's like some of
the
people say you're only getting engagement because you're sharing your political
beliefs. Exactly. And they're not wrong.
Honestly, freedom of speech.
Exactly. So that was
also, they could keep skipping if they didn't want to watch you. you know?
Exactly. And that's what I say back. There was one person that commented something along the lines of, oh, this can also introduce us to our new segment. This person commented, you look like logical problems challenge you. And I just know he sat there thinking he was quite a wordsmith. And he's like, I'm going to eat her up with this one.
Honestly, he almost fooled us. We didn't even know how to say the sentence. It was like,
but that's what I mean. Like, he just threw gibberish at me.
She sells seashells by the seashore. Exactly. Kind of equivalent.
Exactly. So that brings us to a new segment. So a lot of the feedback we've been getting is folks want segments from us.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like too tall of a task for us, but we will give it a shot.
We'll deliver.
We will deliver.
We'll deliver and we'll reassess.
Exactly. So if you don't know by now, Kyle and I misuse words and expressions.
Mm-hmm.
So our newest segment will be called Word of the Week or Expression of the Week. Let's start with expression. Okay, so background on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Give it.
So recently we were at a concert on Wednesday night going to see Goldie Boutillier. We will tag her in this podcast just to get some more engagement.
Maybe she'll listen.
Maybe Kelly Clarkson will get involved too.
Piece by piece.
Yes. But basically, how did it came? Did Mark, my partner, just share an expression?
No, we were talking about segments because partners have really been asking for segments.
And apparently our partners are just a little more academic more than us. They know bigger words. They know old sayings.
It's good, though. They teach us lots.
Yeah, we teach them new sayings.
Exactly.
New words,
we keep them young.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so the expression that he gave us.
Date an educator.
I was like, what? A stitch in time saves nine.
Okay, listeners, so we were given this expression. We haven't been able to Google it.
No.
And we have to, we'll first put our assumptions forward for what we think this expression means.
Yep.
And then we'll Google it and we'll be humbled.
So you have
Can you repeat the expression one more time?
A stitch in nine.
No.
Or wait.
A stitch in time.
A stitch in time saves nine.
My initial thoughts are, you know, the railroad theory or whatever.
Oh God,
like, do you save one or do you save five
that's
people?
Like a utilitarianism approach.
Yeah. So that's where my a stitch in time saves nine. But I don't think that. Or cats, because cats have nine lives.
Okay. My approach was more of like a stitch in time saves nine. It's more like, take the time to really think about what you're doing. Like, think before, like, thinking of your consequences.
You had to have Googled that before.
I did not. I literally
did
not.
That's got to be it. That's got to be it.
I literally did not.
That's got to be it.
But
okay,
I just,
Google. Okay. That's a good one. I'm with you now. I'm with you now.
So, after using ChatGPT, my best friend, it means that taking care of a small problem right away prevents it from becoming a much bigger problem later.
Oh, like, nip it in the bud.
Yeah, I guess. So it comes from sewing, obviously. If you mend a small tear with one stitch now, you won't need nine stitches later when it gets worse. Basically, it's about the value of acting early and proactively.
I like it. It's like the windshield crack. Speedy glass repair. Speedy glass replace. Fix a little crack in your windshield before it all shatters.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
A stitch in time saves nine. Listeners, you are so welcome.
And that
this is an educational podcast from now on.
And you guys can share that with all your friends and family. It's like, you know when someone learns a new word and they just...
Oh my gosh, you know when someone learns a new word. Speaking of, we were watching...
Like on repeat for the next week.
We were listening to... we watched Ruby Frankie, The Devil in the Family or something. Okay. That awful family vlog. The mother of that family vlogger in... The family vlog in Utah.
Yes, I watched the true crime of this. Yes.
Okay, I watched the Disney Plus. I think it was on Disney Plus.
Oh, they like made the documentary. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating. And I'm going to butcher the word now because I don't recall it. But the word to describe the little boy who fled and was so brave to tell on his mom to like knock on the neighbor's door was really skinny and like malnourished. It was very, very sad. The word they used... Oh, I forgot.
Famished?
No, I know that one. I want to say emancipated, but I'm almost certain that's
definitely not emancipated.
That's when you leave your parents. I forgot the word. It was something along those lines. And then Jake used it today yesterday after we watched it. He saw a dog that was looking quite skinny. And I was like, oh,
do you
no.
think people are like self-aware when they keep using, like they learn a new word and they just keep using it? Do you think self-aware of like how often they're using it?
You could have ended, do you think people are self-aware? I don't think a lot of people are self-aware, but that is a big one. I think it's kind of nice though. Like you're practicing. Everyone wants to grow their vocabulary.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, it's sweet. Go forward I just with feel using like your new big words.
Everyone wants to learn vocabulary, but like, and I feel like I don't need to for whatever reason. I feel like our day to day is so mundane that it's like, when am I going to just casually drop these like old traditional sayings? But it's kind of the expressions are nice. Those are fun.
It's kind of a flex though. I don't like when it's like overused because then you just sound condescending. Yeah.
But I think expressions are like an expression is a lot more like wise than knowing like a uncommon word.
Oh, like when people talk about their grandparents and they share like the expression. Yeah. We want to be that for people. We want
to. That's what we're trying to. What's your aspiration?
We want to emulate the wisdom that a Southern grandparent would.
The decorum. We're trying to bring back decorum.
Wait, that could be word of the week. Okay, we'll start it off without testing each other a new word. We've heard from listeners that they don't know what decorum means.
Yeah, so let us educate you, episode three.
Wow, this is actually, I'll have to change from comedy / pop culture to educational podcast.
Imagine our podcast topic changes weekly.
We become Miss Rachel.
So we're reaching out to everybody, every audience.
we have to spray and pray. So what decorum means and where it came from, actually, let's kick things off there. Third episode in, I guess it's about time to educate our listeners. So
this is for the ones that have kept around and been listening to our podcast. Well, finally, the true fans.
Yeah.
The loyalist ones.
The loyal ones who've listened to the two short episodes. Thank you, listeners, for listening to those two previous eps. So what decorum means and where it came from? Well, Kyle and I live together. Bit of our backstory. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do a full introduction. Every episode, we'll give them a little teaser of who we are. We once lived together. We were roommates in a past life.
And they were roommates.
And we didn't have much decorum. And we would use the facilities with the door open. We were a nude household. I don't think there was much to cover up when we lived together.
Yeah, no.
And then we
open
threw...
Open door policy.
Yeah, we had very open door policy. And then we threw a... I was going to call him a prude. We threw my partner Jake into the mix as our third. And he didn't quite like that we did everything so openly. And when we would toot or use the bathroom with the door wide open, he would ask that we would have some decorum. Mm-hmm. So... That's a long-winded way of saying it's essentially having manners and
etiquette, like social etiquette.
Yeah.
Which we don't have.
Don't know her.
Do you still like, have you been practicing decorum living with your partner?
No. Have you been?
No.
Because your partner is one of the closed doorites.
Yeah.
We hate them.
I just want to be in, like, if you need me, I'm right here. because how annoying, like, if you're going to the bathroom and let's say your partner's like doing stuff around the house and they're like yelling up to you, I can't hear you if the door is closed, and then I don't want to be like screaming out of the bathroom to like reply back to you. So it just like makes it easy to engage in conversation if needed.
Well, I'm
also like air the like bathroom out.
That's true. Yeah, I don't want to sit in my own. Ugh, stinky. My favorite is I'm working through a dependency issue right now. And that includes, like, I can't...
In what sense?
I don't go to the grocery store without him.
I get that, though, because Mark always says, you can go to the grocery store. Like, you can take the car and go to the grocery store. And I'm like, but I want to go with you. Grocery store... But that's a date. It's also because I don't like love driving by myself. I just would prefer if Mark just drove us to the grocery store.
It'd be so good to go to the grocery store right now, wouldn't it?
But that's how Mark tries to get me to drive more, by saying you can go to the grocery store.
What is the fear of driving?
I don't know. It's not like necessarily a fear. I just love being passenger princess.
Me too.
So
me too. I asked that as though I was like,
or I'm like, I feel like I could just do so much more if like Mark went to the grocery store. I'm like, I'll have the house clean. To me, yeah. I look at it where it's like, we can get like so much done if we just like divvy the tasks up. But
divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that also, I was thinking about this lots because I've been driving a little bit more. Don't know why. Don't like it. But I was thinking about how often I disassociate while driving.
That's
and OPP, if you're listening,
that's a danger.
If you're listening, that never happens. But do you know those moments where you like drive through a green light and you're like, was that red? And I'm like, did I just cut someone off? Like, was there just a car? Like, there's so many of those mm-hmm. moments. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I think it's more like for me that happens if I'm like, oh, I almost got into an accident. And it's like you're trying to like swerve out of the way. And then it's like for immediately after you're like, whoa. It's like, it's like my my life just flashed before my eyes. And then you're just like processing that. And you're, yeah. So I get that. But I don't drive much. So it's not too much of a concern for public safety.
It is a concern on my part for like I do. I think it's better that I think about it. But at the same, like, I'm like, oh, I'm second guessing because I think a lot of people just like turn their brains off. And that's scary, which I guess is what I'm doing in those moments. But yeah, it's quite concerning. I think those moments, that's when I'm like, Jesus, you took the wheel for me. You know, when you just like miss a car by a hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Those are so scary. So I've just been thinking about those recently. And I do want to get back to being a pastor princess
I do want to get back into doing driving school.
I never did driving school.
Oh, and it shows. And
that's on. Why it makes sense now. I got my license late in life.
Yeah. Remember that time?
I was relying on.
Remember that time I also got my license and I reverse parked into the driving center and you guys were impressed and then I stepped out of the car.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. We both got our license late together. You stayed silent while I mentioned that. We were at the driving school together and then my mom and I were in line to get my, is it a G2? Is that your second license? Yeah, it was in line for our G2.
I was doing my G at that time. I got my G2 early.
So I did get mine really late.
I had to get it. I was on last day. It was like make it or break it.
So we were in line, my mom and I were in line, and we were just watching the students pull in pre-driving test, and this white Honda Civic pulled in, like, it was like, okay, that's like a car nothing. Guy. That's a, the way that you reverse, I was like, that's a car guy. Who steps out of the car?
Kylie.
I was like, King Kylie, that was impressive. Did you get your license that day?
Mm-hmm. But during that license test, I was really struggling with the parallel parking. And I still do not like parallel parking, but living on the street has me doing it like a lot sometimes, but
a lot sometimes,
and that's on being redundant. But I was really struggling even during the test and she was like, oh, like we can do it again. And I was like, girl, I promise you I'm never going to parallel park. Like, can we just skip this? And then she was cool. She was like, as long as like you really work on it.
As long as you pinky promise me you're not going to do this in the city.
So I think she just felt bad for me. Like I left it to the last day.
Yeah.
I clearly didn't know how to parallel park.
Wait, that was very sweet of her because she did not have to.
I feel like
driving schools, firstly, I don't know how some people pass.
I know.
That is concerning to know that some people on these streets.
But I think she was like, this little twink needs his driver license because like twinks don't drive.
He needs to represent his community. Honestly,
people are shocked when they find out I have my G, and honestly, really? Me too.
Oh, maybe because also you're in the city. I feel like people who grew up in the city
maybe don't have them. Yeah. I feel like a lot of twinks don't have driver license too.
Are people surprised that you're from the suburbs? Do you think you give I was raised in the city or I was raised in the burbs?
No, I give burbs vibes.
What does that even mean? I asked that question and I don't know.
I think city, you have like more of like an edge to you. Like you're just more generally authentic, like Toronto. But when I also say that, it's giving like I grew up in the West End, you know?
Yeah, I immediately thought Parkdale when you started saying that.
And I don't give that vibe.
Okay. So do you think I give burbs? That's kind of... Before you say that, it's kind of an insult, I feel.
To give burbs?
If you say, you can tell you were raised in the burbs. Not to give burbs, but like that's kind of a good insult. It's like giving, you're small-minded. You can tell you were raised in the burbs.
Yeah, or like, yeah, that's interesting.
Like what you said to me, I forgot what I did yesterday, but you said something is you were like, that's giving conservative. It's like kind of the same insult.
Oh, you don't want me to share with the audience?
I spit my gum out. Guys, I'm sorry. I was trying to keep that from my listeners.
As she was giving me like wink, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I winked at him because I didn't want him to tell the listeners, and he just told on me. Wait, that also, speaking of conservative, because that's all I can think of recently, that's another good segment for our listeners.
Is it's giving conservative?
No.
Oh.
We don't want our listeners to give that. Is Nightmare Blunt Rotation.
Nightmare Blunt Rotation? You know what? What is that?
Look at this educational pod. It's educating in more ways than one. It, you know, when you think of like people, I think it's usually like dream blunt rotation, and you like pull like people you'd like to smoke with.
I've never heard of this in my life.
What did you educate me on last week? It's giving 19 in Poland.
Oh, yeah.
That is a crazy
expression. She turned 19 in Poland.
And can you explain
she's
what
serving.
That meant? Okay, she's
so
serving.
So basically, I was apparently like, I was sharing that with the girls at the table the other day, and like they all knew, and I was shocked that they knew
really?
That. So maybe it's just like not common in the straight world. But basically, when someone looks really hot and they're serving, we don't say, wow, she's serving. We just say she turned 19 in Poland, because that's the age you serve in the military.
That's such a crazy expression. I love it. But that's giving that my reaction to that one is your reaction to Nightmare Blunt Rotation. Okay, we're not going to introduce that segment if King Kylie doesn't even know.
Oh, like who do you want to, but.
Nightmare. So it's like the worst people.
That
it's
you'd
essentially
have
like
a
the
smoke
worst
with?
People that you sit at a table with.
Oh. You have people in mind already? Like,
well,
no,
I need to move away from the political side, but immediately comes to mind is like
those people,
the Alberta premier,
yeah.
Someone who moved to Orangeville in 2005, and probably Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary.
Oh, yeah, she's really annoying.
She's not 19 in Poland.
No,
not far from it. Far from it.
But on the topic of like conservative and all that jazz, you have a note here saying if Mark Carney was conservative,
this is, what, this shouldn't explain? Be a political pod. I need to quit it, but
no, that's okay.
I have,
but again, we'll probably have to stop talking
to
politics.
Air.
Yeah. But like our listeners are very fortunate, I should say, to be able to see our views and beliefs on the political nature of our country, because who knows, after April 28th, we don't know if we'll be able to talk much about this anymore.
That's true. So I was told, someone stitched my TikTok and said, those uninformed shouldn't be educating the uninformed voters.
Oh.
And
girl, we have like...
he said that I am misinformed. I am spreading misinformation.
Welcome
on
the stage.
Daily.
Welcome to the stage, misinformed.
Misinformed. That's my drag name. In case you didn't know, misinformed. But firstly, I thought rich of them who are wildly misinformed, mm-hmm. On, I don't know, the fact that their leader won't get his security clearance, but that's beyond the point. But anywho, I shouldn't be informing folks, but I do encourage you to vote for Mark Carney. And why I say if he was conservative, because it's wildly interesting how he has like the background of what a traditional conservative leader would
yeah,
be.
Yeah. Okay. True. I was going to say like, if he was just like a conservative party, like it would be like a nail in the coffin.
Exactly. Like
another expression.
Okay. We're educating too much this episode. I would say these people irritate me so much because Justin Trudeau was a drama teacher. Firstly, we shouldn't belittle anyone's jobs. That is not a job to belittle.
Yes.
But that was what they all used. He was a drama teacher. He's not fit for the house, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you had your day.
Yeah.
Yeah, eat it up. Mm-hmm. Now we have a wildly accomplished leader of the Liberal Party, and we are still using these crazy
accusations.
Yeah. That he's, oh my gosh, I can't even begin. He's a tax evader. Like, oh my gosh, I can't even begin. But that's what I was thinking about. It's just, it's wild how these people will find anything and then they just go back on their word.
Imagine like you told these people that when you did go to university, it was initially to work for like the Liberal government.
Me?
Yeah.
That's not what I initially went for, but.
Well, you went for like Indigenous Affairs.
Yeah.
Which aligns with the Liberal Party.
That's true. So, Pierre wouldn't have supported that.
Yes, that would not have been
You're
done.
Not wrong.
But if only your followers knew. They think you're a privileged girl.
Oh
uneducated.
My gosh, the privilege. That is crazy. No, they think I'm too educated. And I'm like, girl, like I'm not, a dropout.
Okay, wait,
and
wait. We will acknowledge that we are fortunately privileged, but
that's 100% yes, true. Yes, apologies. We are
privileged, but in the context of like, you're not working, so you must be privileged.
No, the comments of you have a wine rack in your house. This is it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm like, I'm not working. I don't have any handouts from the Liberal government, which was a lot of the accusations. I grew up wildly wealthy. comical, you guys. And what was the other one? I forgot what else they were saying, but no, that's fair. I do recognize I am wildly privileged, but these people commenting on
it's just, yeah,
I'm so wealthy, I wouldn't understand. Oh, if only you knew.
Never worked a day in your life.
Getting free government, free money from the government.
Yeah, that's me. I just take all the handouts, give them to me.
All the CERB payments,
all the carbon
tax rebates.
All the CERB I had to pay. CERB and OSAP, I was both overpaid. And when you get those bills back, like in the moment, it's like, oh, this is fantastic. I'm getting these handouts.
This is awesome. I'm booking a month trip to Europe.
Exactly. And then the day you have to pay them back, the day the tax collectors start knocking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's, I think, I don't think we can promise no more political content. But folks, I just encourage you to look into some things April 28th. Moving away from politics, you wanted to chat concert etiquette?
I wanted to talk about concert etiquette because as relevant as politics are right now, so is Coachella.
Okay.
Weekend one is currently in the wraps. It's Sunday.
There's two weekends?
Yeah. First weekend I remember correctly, I think first weekend is more influencer weekend. So the people watching there, you can only imagine.
ITGIRL?
You know I am that girl. So basically, I just wanted to talk about Coachella. I'm not going to obviously bore you with everyone who's performing because you can look at that yourself. But just like the social influencers, the outfits, it's kind of like Met Gala. Like, I don't know if you're on Coachella talk, but the looks these girls are giving are...
Wait, is it back? Because I thought Coachella had a bit of a... There was a dip where they were like wearing jeans and t-shirts.
Yeah, no, they're back. So yeah, that's more so all I wanted to touch on. But I'm not going to get into it much if you aren't on Coachella talk.
I only saw because you showed us Ladies Opener the other day.
Ladies Opener?
Ladies Opener. Lady Gaga's Opener.
I know, but why are you saying ladies? Like Lady A?
Like... her and I go by are on a first lady. Name basis. Oh, pronouns. Steph. Steph's opening. Is her name even Stephanie?
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. I actually don't know.
So Steph's opener, you showed me hers. That was incredible, but I did see her Bad Romance, and I think that was like the only bit of Coachella I've seen. Mm. And the 818 Outpost with Rode.
Hailey Bieber and Kendall Jenner's. They're out there.
They're out there. Mm. They're giving away free peptide lip balm. I could use some of that.
You know what is wild though? They this weekend in like Coachella Valley or whatever it is, this is like their record breaking heat wave.
Oh
so,
no.
So like even last year when we were there, it was like so hard to dress for because it's so hot.
Yeah.
And then it's like everyone's like either like literally on the brinks of like dropping, like fainting because they're so dehydrated and yeah. so hot.
Do they give water for free?
They have water stations like everywhere, okay. so you can go refill your bottle and everything. But it's just like then at night it gets so freaking cold.
Yeah.
But you have like all these girls, influencer girls, and they're like little bras and like mini skirts. And I'm like, how are you like surviving this?
How cold are you talking? Yeah. Like you can't wear.
Oh, it was like shivering. Like
oh no way.
Yeah, because you're in the middle of the desert. So at night the temperature
when the sun goes down it like drops drastically. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'd be so curious. I want to do Coachella via drone. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be there. I learned at Austin City Limits.
Yes.
Brands, if you ever do want to send us on a trip to a festival, we'll take it.
We'll take it.
We'll take it, but...
We'll have a little pod booth.
In the heat, in the scorching heat, I don't do well.
You're like my partner. He doesn't do well in the heat.
Oh, he was triple fisting, quadruple fisting
yeah,
waters.
Always, yeah.
Good for him because I do fear. I just fear, like, I don't know. Like, I just think with festival culture and drugs and drinking and extreme heat, like... I'm not a doctor, but there's no way that can be good for you.
No, and also, like, just, like, the concert fans, like, to what extreme are you going to go to see that person, like, be front row? Like, I don't know if you remember, but at ACL, the girls that were, like, lining up for chapel.
Austin City Limits for the listeners.
Yes. The girlies wearing, like, diapers to be front row chapel. And that's, like, instead of, like, leaving the
line. Wait, that's, like, Times Square on New Year's. You have to do that? Oh, I guess, because those people are waiting at the stage early.
Are there, yeah. And then I feel bad for all the people that are, like, watching the performers, like, because obviously they're there to, like three performers before they actually get on. So it's, yeah. Like, the people watching them aren't even fans of you. It's, like, they're clearly there for chapel. Like, that person dressed in all pink.
Yeah.
It's, like, very obviously chapel fan. But it was so funny because, like, on Reddit, I don't know, do you ever...
You're
like,
a Reddit girly?
Because of Darcy. Shout okay. out to Darcy. I feel like I've been frequently Reddit more because he just goes through all the forums and they yeah. are so funny. Like, the stuff people say
Which
on Reddit.
Which ones do you look at?
Just, like, any topics. Like, I'll just go in and if there's, like, something that I want to think about, I'll, like, throw it into the search bar and then just look at the threads and read all the comments. I honestly think I use Reddit more than I use Google now in terms of, like, trying to learn
no
how
way.
To do things or if, like, I'm having an issue with something because the girlies on Reddit relate.
So you've moved away from Google to ChatGPT and Reddit. You are a new...
New age.
You're a new girl.
New. I am
I don't
that
know
girl.
Her. Good for you. What do you look at for Reddit? Sorry, what were you going to say? Were you going to Reddit Coachella?
I haven't, but I should do that because that would be good. That was a good idea, actually. But no, more so I was looking at Reddit on... Darcy was looking at Reddit at ACL. And it was like, for all the girls that pissed their pants beside me, like, I'm sorry, that's disgusting. Like, no one...
People did that?
Yeah. Like, at what point are you able to, like, sacrifice your, like, self-worth or, like, your own, like, human dignity for, like, that artist?
That's not... That's disgusting. I don't have... Do you have an artist that...
I would never...
Not like, even for Dua or stuff.
No, I would just, like, accept the fact that I'm, like... not peeing and like just hold it in.
Okay. But or, there's like, some it, points you can.
I know, but if it's getting to that point, I'm
You're
also
You're leaving your
I'm
spot.
Going, yeah. And
I would
like,
have to agree. Because how do you watch the set with pee in your pants? That's
no,
the
and then
worst
it's like,
feeling.
Also, if you were dehydrated, like you can only imagine like
the
that
smell.
It smells. And, like,
in the heat.
Yes.
Like that's so sickening.
That's also not me
that's
going
so
to like
sickening.
Costco instead of Reddit.
You don't like honestly, I don't think you think about that until you're at a concert, but I would never. I don't think there's any performer I would care to be that close to, like that close to the stage, because I would rather be
well,
farther
also,
out and
yeah.
not that close to people. I don't like being
well. That's like
shoulder,
also
shoulder.
We aren't another concert and another topic is like concert etiquette. Like I don't want to be like squeezed shoulder to shoulder, like yeah. not even space to move. Like I'd rather be at a concert, and I don't get when people go to a concert. It's like, even if you're not having fun, like just try to have fun, because I think if you try to have fun, you're guaranteed going to like be enjoying yourself more 100%. Than just standing there.
Also, concerts are expensive to not enjoy.
Enjoy it. Like make the most of it. So
why did you were at a concert recently where someone was not having fun?
No,
was
just,
it me?
No.
Was it me?
We were out there dancing. We were getting guitar solo, drum solo, but that's my thing. It's like
good.
Just play into it and you'll probably have like a lot more laughs, a lot more fun. It's like all the people that just like stand there and it's like just watch or like are filming and just like not doing anything.
Wait, we need to talk about those people. I'm very grateful for them. As a shorty in the crowd, I'm like 5'3", 5'4".
Yeah.
And I don't know, these monsters stand in front of me, not little monsters, big people, big tall people, and they're blocking my view from the artist. Mm-hmm. And then when they pull out their phones, I'm so grateful because that's the
Jumbotron.
Only way I can see. That's literally the only way you can see an artist.
Yeah, that's another thing that I hate. It's just like concert venues suck at like accommodating like.
But tall people also suck. Like understand that you should
be in the
back.
Back
there.
Yeah, no. Be a,
but
like,
that's not fair.
Going
they
back
didn't choose
to the beginning of the podcast where I was like, people need to be self-aware.
Well, people aren't. I think there's a lot of things we can go through for people not being self-aware. We TikTok Live.
What?
Your Reddit, ChatGPT, that's how you're spending your time on your phone these days? Okay.
What are you?
I spend my phone on TikTok Live. I'm rotting my brain. Rotting.
That's wild. I think you're like literally only the only person I know that does TikTok Lives.
Trust me, there's me and at least 10 other people. I'm usually one of 13 in these
you're
TikTok
on,
Lives.
You're on very niche TikTok Lives. That's not
oh,
like...
you don't even know. They're so niche. And because I've watched them, like if you watch them for more than 2 seconds... Algo says, I am showing you every
you
time
like
they're
that.
Live.
You love this.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad, but it's consuming so much of my time. It's frying my brain cells. I only have probably a couple left in there, and I'm watching these TikTok lives. It's getting so bad that when I'm on a slow speakers TikTok live, I will literally try to hold the screen to 2x.
There's no way you can do that.
I know, but it like is infuriating.
Maybe you should be commenting on the lives, like speak faster.
I commented once by accident. I tagged because like, you know, your chubby little thumbs just like get in the way.
Yeah.
She just slipped and commented something. And I was like, oh heavens. What did you comment? I tagged someone because it was like an auto like comment at the bottom and at someone. I added someone on a MAGA one. So.
Oh.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about ending up on that side of TikTok Live, but it is thrilling.
Yeah, I'm not a TikTok Live girl, but I feel like recently I've been going through waves of going in and out of TikTok.
Are you getting away from it? I really do think I need my life back.
I probably should be getting
back. I should be. Guys, I'm embarrassed. I think one day I have to
What's your consumer
screen time? Yeah. I was just about to say, I think one day I have to be very vulnerable with the audience. Listeners, you'll one day see.
That one girl that's bullying you online, she's going to, if she catches.
Oh, that one girl.
She'll be like, oh, you're unemployed with all this screen time.
She's definitely unemployed too.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
What is she coming she's, from she's my brand?
She's a trad wife.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't comment on their looks. I can't stoop to their level, but boy, oh boy, are they not the cutest people in the pack.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say on. I won't even give her the time of day. I won't give her her.
You know what I love? That she just like makes all these comments about you, but she's a fake blonde.
I'm not going to comment on her looks, but she's coming for mine. And their favorite right now, their favorite is... You look like the female Jeffrey Dahmer.
They love that.
Someone commented that and then they're like, that's so good. I'm going to repeat that 45 more times.
I know. It's like there's no way that you all think this.
We need to get better at insulting people. If you're going to insult me, at least be original. Yeah. At least put some thought in. I think it's funny if you like give me a good one.
But you are getting quite a lot. It's not like you aren't.
Do you think? I think we've gone a little too far. We've gone a little too far and we've strayed from humor in the bullying space. Anymore? Sorry?
You don't want freedom of speech anymore?
No, that's concerning. That's concerning. Not to get political. Just kidding. No, I think we've strayed a little too far from... I think people used to be more original with their insults. People used to be a little bit funnier with their insults.
Oh,
now it's
that's
just
like,
cheap, scary digs.
Yeah, that's...
People are awful online.
But remember when like Blue Waffle was a thing and they would...
Wait, listeners.
That resurfaced. That
listeners, can you please describe? Here. That love of memory unlocked.
Did you use
that,
right?
The chest just opened. No, I don't think I've ever used
but
that.
Like, not maybe you personally, but in your school, like, were kids out there calling like you Blue Waffle or anything?
I'm sure I've heard it.
Anyways. Once upon a time, I called someone that. And I think we were like grade 5 or 6 and word got around like that person told their parents and their parents told my mom and my mom had to have a conversation with me that like you can't call people a Blue Waffle. And I'm like, and that's on being original with your insults. Wait,
that's really good. You're holding yourself accountable now. I think if we can teach anyone a lesson through this pod, it is hold yourself accountable
for your action.
Oh, I can't. I love thinking back to the things. Like, I think it is such, I've said this before in one of our unreleased podcast episodes. Mm-hmm. It's so lovely to think back and cringe at who you were. I think that's
I love looking back at photos. I love looking back at old Facebook statuses.
I live that for your
should,
old Facebook.
That should be, re-
live
that
for
should
your
be
old
resurfaced. That should be a segment
no,
in itself.
No, you better be careful if that's resurfaced.
I don't have, like, that much problematic things.
No, it's honestly just funny.
It's just funny because I was, like, straight up,
and it's people
like,
we know. Like, you, like, tag people.
Or I was, like, straight up bullying people in their comment section. Like, just our friends.
Yeah. But, I think it is. I think it's quite. I think we. I don't take that for granted. Being able to look back and cringe at who we were and the things we would say. Because it shows growth.
Yeah.
I think if you don't look back and cringe and you're still in that mentality.
Then there's something
wrong. I'm scared.
Wrong. Yeah. Like,
I'm scared.
Like take off the rose colored glasses.
Like. I know you were calling people Blue Waffle and you're not holding yourself accountable now. So. There's so many good ones.
Also, but- like just like kids are so vulnerable these days. I don't want to say vulnerable, but it's just like
they're exposed to so much.
They will hear anything, whether it's like they learn it from like their older siblings or like other friends, and then they just run with it and like say the most like unhinged things. And like poor, like when all that was going on, there was like one person in our class, and I don't think they knew what blue waffle was. So like, remember Anne?
Oh man, remember, ignorance is bliss.
Remember when you would have like computer lab in like primary school? Like you go to the library and you'd like go have like some like an hour on the computer.
And you play Kids Picks?
That was like the best. Firstly, that was the best time in elementary school.
100%.
But this one kid, like I think, heard blue waffle going around and pulled it up on the computer. That was a like recess taken from you. No. And, like sit down. Let's have a conversation. And it's like
in reality, they were just outside of the loop.
Yeah, they just didn't know what blue waffle was.
That's a real shame. That you got to feel bad for those kids. I honestly feel so bad. On that topic of kids and like where you want to learn, where you want your kids to learn things.
Blue waffle. I was like, okay.
Firstly, like where do we learn that kind of stuff? I feel like it's friends. I feel like friends. You'd have one friend that always knew things before anyone else.
It was just like it depends on like what they hear. Like it could be like older siblings are probably like the most like. Because they were older than us, they were like more immature. So it's like you just heard what them and their like friends were doing. Yeah. And then you thought like, oh, this is cool. Like, let's bring it back to school or something. Like, let me drop these.
Let's bring back the waffles.
Let me bring expressions or comments.
Yeah, we've been educating. We've been educating the people for years. That is so good. I forgot. Is there any others that like growing up, there was a common insult?
Probably. But I should start making a notes up of all like those things and then
the
ones we
should bring back. I don't know, we should bring those back. I think we were funny. We had like insults that were just like quite ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I feel like now bullying is so scary because it's like people like trolls online are so scary. We never had to deal with that.
Yeah. Also like the insults back then are like obviously not talking about like race, culture, religion or any like it's not it was never personal.
Yeah,
it was just like so out there. But I don't know, nowadays that's
quite
not
inappropriate
the case.
Though for a like thinking about the things we were exposed to in elementary school and what we'd call people. I don't know, quite inappropriate, but let's bring it back.
I know.
Let's bring it back, listeners.
Yeah, that was, I don't know. It's so funny because my colleague tells us stories about like her daughter because she's going to grade 7. And then we like all at work, we're like, oh, she's in that age. Like things start getting a little like weird. people say things, people do things. And she's like, I know, I'm so scared to have that conversation with my daughter about like sex talks.
The birds and the bees?
Yeah.
What year are you supposed to have those conversations?
Probably as early as possible. Like, especially with how young kids are basically, they look like they're in high school already.
Yeah.
Like the way we've talked about this before, the way they dress, the way
the eyelashes.
Yeah. Like you probably need to be having these conversations a lot earlier than when we had them.
You had those conversations?
The only conversation I really had with my mom was you need to get HPV vaccine. That was like the only one really. But
I don't remember ever having those conversations. I think I was the kid learning it all on the playground. I was relying on, I don't know,
the lived experience.
I was learning.
You live and you learn.
Watching folks.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I learned through watching folks. Sounds like
that sounds like you have some weird.
Yeah, that's
fetish.
Not what I meant, folks. That's not what I meant. I just learned from osmosis doing. On the playground. Exactly where parents don't want you learning things from. And now look at us. Listeners, you can rely on us to educate the youth of today. Good luck to them.
Honestly, that's what we were hoping to bring to our listeners.
Exactly.
Take this time to
self-reflect. We can't air all of our dirty laundry, though, this early.
Take this time to self-reflect on a time you insulted someone and now take accountability for it.
How much time do you spend a week self-reflecting?
Probably not enough.
Good answer. I spend too much. You know those when you're just like in bed?
See, I think for me, it's like I constantly listen to music. Like my AirPods are probably in 22 hours of the day. Like I kid you not. Because
And you don't have thoughts when you're listening to music?
No.
No way.
And I think that's why I put music on, because I tried to escape my thoughts. And it's just like I always...
Do you want to talk to someone?
This is when we put our PSA of helpline. Well, like, you know, on the like TV shows.
When
like...
the thoughts get too loud, I put up my music. It sounds like that's not what we want to...
No, like, yeah,
do.
No, obviously, talk about your thoughts. But I also just really enjoy music and podcast and all that stuff. So I try to like fill empty space with that. Okay. Or it's like, I don't know, like when you do chores and like go to work, like you're just like thinking to yourself, like you, like, what do you think about?
I don't go to work. So,
well,
thankfully, that's why I have a lot more time on my hands to think about everything.
I don't go to work because I'm privileged.
No, I'm more. Yeah, exactly. I'm so wildly privileged. Ah, oh, folks, that's a joke. No, I spend too much time of the day thinking about, okay, so here's an issue. Here's an issue I battle with. I don't have much thought from thought coming to brain to words coming out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. That is the issue. Mm-hmm. But then because I'm not thinking too much, there's no filter system. Brita is broken in my brain. Mm-hmm. So afterwards I'm like, oh, that just came out of my mouth. So now I have to feel bad for it. Whereas I could be productive and not reactive, or what's the word? Proactive and not reactive, not productive.
Yeah.
Duh. So I could be proactive.
That was just a live example of how her thoughts come out of her mouth.
Exactly. They just, it's a stream of consciousness. I love when people say that. Did I just use that right? No, I don't think. I don't think before I have a thought. Everything comes out. It is honestly one of my biggest flaws, and that's what I do. I'm honest about my flaws, people. And I don't think before anything comes out of my mouth. So I then just have to sit and regret for everything that word vomited.
Do you think people go to class for that? Like, what do you think you learn? Could like learn? I don't know. Like, do you think that just like people are, well, obviously people are inherently good at like just speaking in general, but it's like, do you think you could like work on that where it's like getting your thoughts out? Or are you just like, if you're not good, you're not good?
Wait, no, I have to work on not getting my thoughts out. You mean like, I think my issue is I just speak everything that comes to mind, and it's really damaging. Close relationships in my life will know that it just comes out. And I think it, honestly, I have an issue with, I'm not very disciplined. If I see a chocolate or sweet of any sort, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
That's gotta be like the same wiring in the brain, that like
the same circuit.
I'm gonna eat the sweet. I'm going to say whatever's on my mind.
Eat the sweet.
And I will damage someone's feelings. Are you of the mind that you'd rather protect people's feelings or say what's on your mind?
I feel like I say what's on my mind often. Yeah, I would say I probably say what's on my mind more than protecting people's feelings. But it's not that I'm not considering people's feelings. Like I very
not malicious. You just think it's nicer.
Yeah. Or it's like honest. I'm problem solver. As we know.
Oh.
You know, so I like to give solutions.
Not a problem creator?
No. Mm. But I like to give problem, like I like to give solutions, but then it's also being self-aware that maybe that's not what your friend needs right now, you know?
Do you need an ear or do you need advice?
Yeah. Or you could ask the question like, what do you need from me right now?
That's really good. That's very emotionally mature of you. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't go for that question.
Hello.
No, that's not true, actually. I am of, it depends on the person. It depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. But how hard is it to comfort someone?
I just like when people cry, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I cry all the time.
So I'm like, okay. I'm like, give space. Back. Yeah. Or just like, you got this, breathe. You got this.
Like, you got this, champ.
Just take a deep breath. Yeah, but I also feel like just growing up, that's what I like. My dad would always be like that. If I cried, it'd be like, okay, like take a deep, because I tried to like explain myself while like crying and clearly can't get my words out. Yeah, so it's like, why? Just breathe. And I feel like I just have that ingrained in me. But
yeah, I was of the, I think my dad's line was, if you're not dying, it's fine.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I think that's why I cried more maybe now. Thankfully, he won't listen to this pod. But I think it's quite interesting, nature versus nurture, how I wonder if you had a family that would like comfort you when you cry, if you're a really good comforter. Because if people cry around me, I shut down. I'm like.
Or are you such an empath that you start crying too?
I start crying too. If it's like if you're telling me what's going on,
yeah,
then I'm like, I'm crying. Mm-hmm. But if you're just sitting there crying and I don't know the situation, then I'm probably not crying.
Yeah.
But it, you know that meme that's like when trying to compute something, Like, it's like, I don't know.
Oh, if it's like the girl and
it's all with the math equations. With the all the math equations. That's literally, if someone starts crying around me, that's where my brain goes. I'm like
what direction to go into?
Where's the nearest exit? Like, I simply don't know what to do. Or people crying in public when they're by themselves. Ooh,
the crying in public is kind of rough because I'm like, do you go up to them and ask if they're okay? Like, because you don't know what happened.
I know. But I live for being the crier in public. I
remember that time. I swear you were like, you were crying when we used to live together.
Yeah.
I think you were coming back from somewhere and you were crying and it was raining outside.
Yes. From TTC. Yes. I won't spill all my dirty laundry, but I got in a fight with Jake. I think we were like dating like for like probably like, I don't even know.
It was I honestly don't remember what it was about. So it's not that important.
I remember what the fight was, but it was so stupid that I can't share. It was so drama coded. I was like, I'm so going to be the main character. I was so pick me that day. I was on the streetcar, head against the window, tears streaming down my face. Dead. Like, I felt like I was in a Kelly Clarkson music video, and that felt really good.
The lights flashing before your eyes.
Like, is anyone gonna ask me what's wrong? Is anyone? Please don't, because it's really stupid. But yeah, like those moments, there's something so, oh, that's therapeutic. That's crying on the TTC is like, okay, what song is that? It's giving Natasha Bedingfield.
I would hate that. I would not want to be crying on TTC.
Have you ever cried in public?
No.
Have you ever cried in private?
Yeah, of course. But I would not want to be crying in public. I'd be like, too much attention's on me. I would not. Oh, like
you're better
that.
Than me. Live for the attention. I'm just kidding. It's actually so embarrassing. Like, it, like in that moment, like thinking back on it, I'm like, oh, I'm so funny. Like, I was so dramatic. I wanted to be in a music video. But in the moment, you're like, stop crying. And you're trying to talk yourself off a ledge, but...
Okay.
That's just...
Talk yourself off a ledge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. That was inappropriate. I'm just trying to stop crying. Telling myself I'm fine. Another segment we want to introduce, but I don't think we're ready for today, unless you have one, since we spoke about it earlier, since business that? Meeting. Hot takes.
Oh.
I don't have any yet. Yeah. I don't think.
I know. The issue with hot takes is its timing. Like, am I going to hurt someone's feelings or not? But... Oh, but I do remember.
We're just here to educate, though. We don't want to hurt. Like, we don't mean to hurt feelings.
It's not personal. It's not
personal.
But
if we do, if the shoe fits.
Like,
that's true.
Like, when
we're doing this for entertainment, folks.
Like, I was talking about this with the girls the other night, where it's like, they're like, oh, yeah, Kyle, like, is the worst at replying. And it's true. I'm like the worst communicator when it comes to text.
Yeah.
But, and they're like, but we also never take it personally. I'm like, thank you. Like, I love when people don't take my poor communication personally, because I'm like, it's just like, it's a me thing. Like, it's truly not you.
Have you gotten in trouble from people? I feel like it's just like a
known
thing.
In the past, people, yeah. But in the past, people.
You own it.
Yeah. And I'm not working on it.
Good. Do you text formally?
No.
Do you have like autocorrect and?
No.
Okay.
No.
Neither do I. But we should probably start as business owners.
As business owners.
I think we have to start thinking about that.
As business owners, for real, it's funny because when we talk about our podcast, like now, like last night was an example of like, oh, we were surrounded by a lot of like people that aren't our friends per se.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, like you guys have a podcast.
That was scary.
And they like, what is it about? And like, and it's like,
question.
It's so funny because it's like when we tell people, it's like, I think they meet it as like losers or kind of like.
No,
like
for
what
sure.
Losers?
For sure, we'll own
like,
it. We'll
yeah,
own it.
It's like we obviously know like our worth, our self worth, and everything.
It's
but it's
low.
Like it's like oh, or they like ask like what's it about, or like how many episodes do you have? And we're like, yeah, you know, just two episodes. And we try to explain it, and it's like they're not like reacting.
Wait, but I liked your explanation yesterday. Like
what?
We just want people to think they're with us in a room.
Oh yeah, that you're just in the room with us,
and we are the center of attention.
Mm-hmm. Like we're conducting the conversation.
Exactly.
Sometimes you're hanging out with friends and you're just listening to the conversation, especially if it's that, like if it's entertaining and it's good, like that you don't feel the need to pipe up. You can just sit there and listen. Like recently, I know you hate White Lotus references, but at the very finale episode, there's a monologue that she does. And basically she goes around and she's like, I'm thankful you have a like beautiful face, and I'm thankful that you have the perfect family. And she's like, and I'm thankful for just being at the table.
Yeah.
And it's like a reflection of like friendship as you get older and like differences and all that stuff. But it's like, sometimes you can't be, or like,
you can't just, be turned on. Like
yeah.
You are just like,
or
there.
It's like, you might not you're have the same like purpose or values anymore, but it's like, yeah. You still know your like friends are like deeply rooted, and that like, you may not compare to them, but like just being present at the table is enough. And I'm like, maybe that's what we're doing, you know? Like, we want you to feel like you're sitting at the table with us.
Yes. We just want to hang with you all and you have you listen to us.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that actually this morning, because I was thinking about how what a compliment it is. Sometimes I don't have the energy. I don't have the energy to engage in conversation, nor do I have the energy to laugh sometimes. Mm-hmm. But if someone says a really good joke and I don't want it to, like, I feel like sometimes it's more of a compliment for me to hit you with a dead, that is so funny.
Yeah.
Than a belly laugh.
I think so. I think so too. I think belly laughs are easy to, like, well, not belly laughs per se, but like just a laugh. Yeah, but that's not belly laugh.
That's so fat. Like, just don't laugh. It's if, like, I say something and you hit me with a
is the uncomfortable laugh. Yeah. And those are the words. Like, I'd rather you just, like, honestly have no reaction.
My favorite is I've adopted that's Alaria Baldwin, because I used to say that's Alaria. I said that's Alarius.
Okay.
And then I've adopted that's Alaria Baldwin.
Okay.
So if you say something really funny, listeners, you can use that too if you want. Just give credit where credit is due. Although we don't
do the same.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
I think that's it. We're happy. Or it's to
like
hang.
Even like,
oh, we're not done yet.
Sorry. I was just gonna be like, when you like are introduced to new people and you're like trying to make small talk. And I also said this like the other day. I was like, making small talk to me is so much harder than having like real deep talks. And yes. I think that says something, because you know how much I hate to have like deep personal.
Yeah. What are your biggest flaws?
Yeah, don't like that stuff. Even though we shared some of that stuff today with you. But small talk, I think, is so hard, because it's like we clearly both don't care about this conversation.
Yeah.
But just for like social etiquette and decorum, we're trying to like be just trying to maintain conversation, because like I'm not going to be a bitch ass to you.
Yeah.
But like it's like we clearly like aren't vibing or like agree with many things. So
wait, that is, I feel like we could have an entire episode on small talk and social etiquette and all of those like norms that you have to, when put into a social situation, you have to like exercise those muscles.
Yeah.
Small talk to me sends me. And I ask the craziest questions. Like, cause I get so like last night when I asked, are you guys here all night?
Like, what kind of question?
Like, what kind of...
Like, we were at a birthday party.
Like I said, it's just like a stream of consciousness. And I feel so uncomfortable if you're not going to fill the void. Mm-hmm. I have to be okay with the void being unfilled.
Yep.
Like, it just... It's okay to be empty.
Yep.
But I just start asking these uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, you don't need to fill the space.
It is impossible. Like, those... Like, sitting next to someone and just rolling off the 21 questions, because...
The 21 questions is, like, a telling sign that it's like, oh, this isn't... Like, just like, I need to get better at be like, stop asking 21 questions.
Exactly.
Like, I need to be self-aware, being like, they don't want to talk to me. Remember last night, I came to the conclusion. I was like, maybe they just don't like me and they don't want to talk to me. But it's like, I tried to like keep everyone in the loop and be friendly and all that stuff. But I'm like, maybe I just like don't need to do that.
But it is good. You do make people feel comfortable that way, but it does.
You do, but it's like, if it's not reciprocated, then that's when you start being like, okay, maybe they just don't want to talk to me.
Wait, what's so crazy is, and I'm not good at this sometimes too, if I'm asked a question that like starts a good conversation, it's hard to sometimes get back to the like, what about you?
Yeah.
But if conversation isn't good and you're just like rolling off your 21 questions and people can't say what about you?
Yeah.
That is so crazy to me. I'm like, the conversation, all you have to say is you.
But like I said, then you should know they don't like you. I think like safe to conclude that like I don't need to engage in this conversation anymore.
That's
like,
so
you,
facts.
You did the effort of making them feel included. And maybe they didn't even need to feel included. Maybe they were actually already included, but we're on the outs and like we're
they
the
were
ones
like that... we're already exhausted. I already sat next to a 21 questioner.
Yeah. So but yeah, that was
I think a
recent thought process that I've had.
I think it's really challenging. And I think people are so gifted. You know those people you meet and you just feel instantly warm?
Yes.
Oh, what gift do they have? I don't know, but I want it. I want it. I think that is.
They weren't out here calling people blue waffle.
I can tell you that. The other ones, as we said, you were either bullied or you were the bully.
Yeah.
And they were likely the ones that were bullied. And those people grow up to be better than us. Because we were on the other side of that.
But on the path of like accountability and
exactly. We're better now.
Like, I don't like doing self-reflection. I don't do it enough. But okay, I guess we could wrap it up, because I just got like immensely excited that next week.
You got so excited to wrap it up. That's not good.
That's on sex education.
What?
Wrap it up.
That was layered. That was good.
But
big brain.
Yes. Long form. But basically, I was excited because next week, for all you Christian Catholic girlies, it is Easter.
Yes. But, yes. Happy Easter.
Make sure you have your worship music playing.
Yes.
But it will also be 420.
I didn't even mention. Yes. I didn't even mention my kerfuffle of last night.
Oh, okay. We can. Okay, quickly.
Before we wrap it
wait,
up.
Wait. What's it called? Reverse, reverse.
Reverse, back. Roll it back. I had to tell you, I forgot to even mention this to you. Last night, I had a gummy, obviously.
I thought you had
two certainties in life.
And then you had another one later in the night.
I need to medicate. Mama needed medicine.
Microdosing on spinach sours.
Mama needed medicine. Two certainties in life. Death, and if Jen has a gummy, she's getting a McFlurry.
Mm-hmm.
Jen goes to McDonald's after our fun little party last night. Roll up to the window. I mean, roll up to the thing where you order. And Mama orders regular size Oreo McFlurry and a medium fry. We actually don't have ice cream right now.
Oh, the ice
don't. Cream. I said, what? I yelled at her. And then my husband had to stop me. And
you went
like,
Karen? Yes. You went Karen on the McDonald's drive-thru at like 1:30 in the morning because their ice cream machine was broken?
He said, it's not her fault. And I was like, that's so true. She's by herself. Yes.
She's just a 16-year-old girl working the night shift.
The payment method didn't work, so she gave us the food for free.
Oh my god. And after that, you was yelled at her
instantly. I was like, my heart is in my stomach. I feel so sorry for yelling at you about the ice cream machine, but I thought we were over the ice cream machine not working.
Okay, wait, so she tried hitting you with the ice, I can't get you, and then
she hit me with that. She couldn't. But we got medium fries and he got a burger.
Oh, okay. So you still...
That was comp. It was on the house. Not and I yelled at her and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to go to confession today.
That is conservative of you.
I know. I know. People said that. People did comment that you look like you speak to the manager.
Dead.
And I was like, okay, you're not wrong. But I was just so tired of not having the ice cream machine. And in that moment...
When the munchies are kicking in.
Yes. Yes. I was like, are you kidding me? I can't have a McFlurry right now. So I just had a dream of it. Just kidding. We went to a McDonald's closer to home.
Not the second location.
Yeah. I won that battle as I should have. So next week, that took me off track. But I just had to... I had to express that. And again, had to take accountability for yelling at the poor overnight McDonald's worker for the ice cream machine not working. But McDonald's... Get it together for next week because we will be enjoying, we will be dabbling in some gummies for a special 420 episode.
This will be
exciting. He is risen.
Bye.
Bye.